is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We've become human doings instead of human beings. We've become helplessly dependent upon technology, enthralled by and imprisoned within the digital matrix. It's come to the point where everything you do is monitored and surveilled, and not many people seem to have a problem with this whatsoever. The focus is misdirected towards the outer, towards the macabre thrills and chills of the circus. It's a contorted shit show. We seem to have become emotionally attached to that which enslaves our very essence. It's all quite bizarre. The creative aspect of the human being has been castrated and channeled into sustaining the perceptual illusion by giving it our energy, by feeding the beast, so to speak. We reinforce the walls of our own cognitive prison by buying into the illusion and taking it so damn seriously. The machine churns out generation after generation of non-critically thinking automatons, devoid of original thought, devoid of spirit, devoid of selfhood. The ego reigns supreme in this mental asylum. In this barren age of contortion and inversion, the child's imagination is stifled almost from the start. The addiction to electronic devices is readily apparent, which places a lid on consciousness and assures enslavement in this digitized, mechanized dystopia that is unfolding rapidly all around us. Technological development, coupled with equal psychological development, could be very uplifting. On the other hand, rapid technological advancement without an expansion of consciousness in proportion to it is a recipe for disaster. Super advanced technology in the wrong hands is also a nightmare waiting to unfold. When the imagination and creative aspect of consciousness is kept under lock and key, as it is in this world, vast potential simply devolves into degradation and desecration. We don't see it because for our entire lives we've been programmed, indoctrinated, and pacified into blind acceptance of the illusion as it presents itself. From very early on, we are taught not to question, not to challenge alleged authority, and not to imagine a greater experience. Just go along to get along. Fall in line. The very spark of creation is stifled the moment you incarnate into this crazy house. And what makes matters worse is that it's a self-perpetuating system. Parents indoctrinate their children the same way they were conditioned, so it becomes a situation of programmed robots programming future robots to feed the system and become just another cog in the wheel. We call this living. How many amongst us actually live as opposed to just merely existing? Everything is born first within the realm of thought. So if your thoughts are not your own, if your imagination is stunted and the creative aspect of who you are cannot express itself freely, then you will forever be imprisoned within a construct that enslaves the spirit. Haven't we had just about enough of that shit? Apparently not. As disturbing as the truth may be to your sensibilities or ideas of what is occurring all around you, the machine keeps churning and the grip tightens. Ignoring the situation will not make it go away. The transhuman agenda towards post-humanism pushes forward, and the idea is to merge man with machine, and we are much closer to this than most people realize. Human beings are already largely machine-like due to social engineering, perceptual manipulation, and psychological programming, but we are rapidly emerging into a world of sterile, inorganic artificiality. Again, since thought is the realm of creation, the agenda is to hardwire human beings into the Internet of Things, effectively locking down creativity and potential. I was recently made aware of this passage by Neville Goddard. He said, "The link between your imaginal act and its fulfillment is your faith, which is nothing more than your subjective appropriation of your objective hope." Hoping your desire subjectively appropriated is true faith, is your link to its objectivity. Act as God and simply let it be so. God said, "Let there be light, let the sun appear, let the moon appear." After his imaginal act, God let everything appear, sustaining it by faith, knowing that without faith, it is impossible to bring it to pass. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. If you have faith in the reality of your imaginal act, it must objectify itself in your world. You did not come here to put things right, as the priesthoods would say. This world is a schoolroom where man is searching for his father, and how long, vast, and severe the anguish before he finds his father is long to tell. I do not know when God will awaken within you, but I do know that he will, and then you will see the reason behind it all. So leave the world just as it is and make no attempt to change it. Every day, politicians are trying to change the world. We have many who claim to be our saviors, yet each, like the Hitlers and the Stalins of the world, have clay feet. Still, people will believe in them, and you can't stop them because they are dreaming. Being all imagination, you can't stop man from imagining, and imagining creates reality. I find that passage very profound. Thought, you see, is the causal plane of manifested reality in the physical world. The first of the seven hermetic principles is the principle of mentalism, which states, "The all is mind, the universe is mental." This principle embodies the truth that all is mind. It explains that the all, which is the substantial reality underlying all the outward manifestations and appearances which we know under the terms of the material universe, the phenomena of life, matter, energy, and in short, all that is apparent to our material senses, is spirit, which in itself is unknowable and undefinable, but which may be considered and thought of as an universal, infinite, living mind. It also explains that all the phenomenal world or universe is simply a mental creation of the all. I feel that the dominating thoughts manifest in our reality sort of like a mirror reflecting that which is within. Therefore, the hidden forces seek to stifle the imagination and manipulate perceptions to manifest the world that they want, one of imbalance, division, and disharmony. We can point fingers until the end of time. We can expose the mechanisms of the circus and shine a light on the imbalance, and perhaps we should, but how often do we ask ourselves, what is it within my own psyche that has given rise to this in the first place? I think that the vast majority will avoid asking that question in order to not have to take responsibility for their reality. I think that the key to why we are in this mess is the victim consciousness, and gasoline is thrown on that fire constantly. This mentality needs to be done away with if anything in the external world is to ever change and reflect an experience that serves us better. With everything occurring in the world right now, fear and victimhood has been taken to extreme levels. Until people realize that our consciousness, our imaginative and creative potential brought forth into the manifested world of our outer reality is the only thing that can create that which we prefer to experience, nothing will ever change, the noose will just keep tightening, and the cognitive chains will weigh heavy on our souls. Thought thinks and creates, and if humanity ever decides to stand together in the light of that knowingness, we could set the stage for a new paradigm, or maybe the game is simply meant to continue to its inevitable conclusion. I think the choice has always been ours, but a squabbling, bickering, and divided humanity, devoid of sovereignty and ensnared within the victim consciousness, will only manifest more of the same old, same old. You cannot serve two masters. Do you serve the illusion, or do you serve the inner awareness of the all that is? I think that decision time is rapidly coming to a close. What sort of world do you choose to experience? Perhaps it's time to stop playing hide and seek with ourselves and step into the realization of what we are. Creation in contemplation, and eternity is our playground. Walk in peace.